The extraction technique. Work on the Breda cave began at the end of the 19th century, and in the beginning the ground was a few meters above our heads. Let's find out why. Let's head inside the cave, towards the limit of the visitable area, and after having accustomed our eyes to the darkness, we raise our gaze towards the bottom of the tunnel. If we look carefully, we can notice a small rock terrace on the top. This means that the first tunnel had a decidedly smaller diameter than the current one. It was opened on the hillside and went inland in a straight line, as far as the sandstone layer allowed. Once this first step was completed, the stonemason's experience led them to follow the path of the prized Pyridalza. If we look carefully, just below the edge of the terrace, on the right, we can notice an outcrop of marl, which, having no commercial value, was not extracted. Let's not forget that the sandstone layer is almost always trapped between the marl and the conglomerate. The latter is very unstable and, if brought to light, causes debris to fall, which compromises the stability of the cave. We can see an example of this at the top left, just above the stone pillar. In order not to affect the stability of the cave, in fact, the stonemasons preserved a 50 to 100 centimeters layer of sandstone on the ceiling, supported by some columns. Since the rock layers are oblique, the ceiling always has an inclination of 40 to 45 degrees and the columns are perpendicular to it. Allowing ourselves to be guided by the sound of the water, we head towards the waterfall that emerges on the left wall of the cave.